When an entrepreneur decides to start a business, it really is called building a business for a reason. You get overwhelmed by so many responsibilities. You become the receptionist, the chief bottle washer, and the IT person. But you don't need to be the jack of all trades when you have people like Alex Korniev, who has so much knowledge and information through his company Touch Support. Alex, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you for allowing me and giving me an opportunity.
So, Alex, tell us about the work that Touch Support does for businesses big and small.
Touch Support's mission is to deliver customer-focused, innovative IT solutions. We do that by simplifying technology for businesses and end users. In general, what we do is we offer a comprehensive suite of IT solutions in outsourced support services. So that could take any form. So, for example, we have customers that require very specialized customer service interactions, or we have customers that require us to do a migration from their old technology into the cloud.
Fantastic. So you touched on the magic word for a lot of people. Everybody's hearing about cloud computing. Many of us have Gmail accounts, and we see our Google Drive, and people don't really understand what the cloud is. Perhaps people are saving a spreadsheet or a document, but really businesses can basically run their business without having a lot of the big, bulky servers and computer infrastructure that we used to see in offices. Tell us about some of the examples of how you've helped businesses sort of get rid of that and perhaps save money and time.
Sure. So let's start with the cloud. I'm going to try to clear up the cloud a little bit, let some sunshine into the room. Essentially, what cloud means is that you take your infrastructure, your IT, your files, and you move it somewhere else. Most people, as you mentioned, are not IT experts. Actually, interestingly enough, I read somewhere that United States puts out only 66,000 professionals a year from all of their colleges. So that's extremely low number. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a lot of H-1 visas and outsource. That's how outsourcing started. And a lot of times what happens if you take a small business, you've mentioned before, healthcare industry. So their core is to provide healthcare needs, to take healthcare needs of their patients. Their core is not to provide IT services. So what used to happen in the 80s and 90s is that the facilities had to have an IT person to take care of their information. And there's a lot of HIPAA compliance issues that come in. Now, with fast forward into 2014, what you can do that, you can take that burden off of yourself and give it to somebody else who's better at it, faster and cheaper, because that's their core. Their core is IT.
So we're talking with Alex Korniev of Touch Support, who's telling us demystifying the cloud, I think you called it, which is important. So the cloud, it isn't just for somebody to upload a spreadsheet. It's not just for a small business, but big businesses are using
Correct.
The cloud as well.
Correct. So think of, I'll throw a few names out there. Think of Netflix. Netflix does not have their own infrastructure. They utilize Amazon, for example. That's a famous example. A lot of banks are starting to use companies like Rackspace. You know, they're pretty big in that space. A lot of traditional offices nowadays are moving. They're taking their desktops, which they have to refresh every 3 years. Just think about it. How often do you replace your desktop? Probably every 3 years.
Sure.
Right. Think how fast the iPads change. Right. Think how fast the Samsung change. Like, and what happens there is that the people just cannot keep up with it, and you're going to keep spending money over and over again.
It's fascinating. When I think of Netflix, I'm always thinking that there must be some gigantic, warehouse filled with little computers somewhere, probably in the Chicagoland area, that's supporting all the many videos that my friends and family are watching. But it's fascinating. It's out there, and so you touched on another important word in just our minute and a half remaining. You touched on outsourcing. Outsourcing is something that people do when they use the cloud. But IT services, you help businesses not have to have all of the staff and resources in house. You help people outsource. Tell us a little bit about that.
That is correct. So that's nowadays, you've talked to your other guests, what's happening is a lot of people, outsource used to be a dirty word. But really what it is you take what is not your core and you give it to someone else to handle that. So what this is a lot of times we do, I'll give you an example. We're working with a company currently that provides content delivery services. And what their job is and their core is to provide, to ensure that that's available, that data is available. What we do is we ensure that their customers that call in are handled correctly, be it a billing issue, a technical issue, or some other issue, and we've helped them develop those processes and put them in place.
So they don't need to do everything themselves.
Correct.
Fantastic. And that's so important for businesses, big and small, to hear that you don't need to be the jack of all trades, that you find professionals. We always talk about that here on Get Down to Business. Surround yourself with professionals that can help your business grow. And Alex Korniev of Touch Support is certainly making that happen. Alex, we've got about 30 seconds remaining. How can people get in touch with you to learn more about the cloud, learn more about outsourcing, and how you can potentially help their business?
So they can go to our website, touchsupport.com, or they can call us 888-45-TOUCH. And we'll gladly help them out.
That's easy to remember. 888-45-TOUCH. Alex Korniev of fascinating information. He demystified the cloud, for me at least, and hopefully for many of our Get Down to Business listeners.